The readings this morning is from Acts 1, 6 to 11. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom?" He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After saying this, he was taken up in a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. As they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood before them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go."
Hazel, thanks so much for that reading. Those words that Luke records in the book of Acts are so encouraging, and put alongside Jesus' final words recorded by Matthew, where he says, go and make disciples of all nations, make disciples of all people. But you combine that with what Luke writes in the beginning of Acts, and it says, you're going to be my witnesses. It's not just make more religious people. Make followers, make learners, but the witness of what I have done in you brings life. You see, I often ask this question to myself, did Jesus really go to all the trouble of what he went through, of what he did, to just make new religion? I don't think so. In fact, I think he came to actually bring people back to God. It was Jesus who says, when I am lifted up, or if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. His name, if you remember, we were told was going to be Emmanuel, God with us. And so the gospel, this good news, is an invitation to Jesus. It's an invitation to new life, life that's different. Not just a new way of doing life. It's actually a new way to be alive. Isn't that an incredible thought? We're so often looking for systems. How do I do life better? How do I get the most out of life? But we don't really ask this question, how do I be most alive? And it's Jesus. It's his life lived out in us. Paul writes it like this. He says, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives within me. And it's that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead that brings life to this mortal body. The scriptures say, though the outward man perishes, the inward man is being renewed day by day. This is hope. And this is what life in Jesus is about. It's not just a set of instructions. And Jesus didn't just go out and just give a new set of instructions. He's been my witnesses. And as we model our lives on the way Christ lived, we will find our lives becoming a gift to others. The message of life and transformation completely compelled the early followers of Jesus. It actually changed the way they did life. They're recorded as ordinary men. There was nothing incredible about them, just ordinary men who had been with Jesus. This is the thing I would love to be said about us. We're just ordinary folk. We've just been with Jesus. That's the compelling factor. It compelled them to go and live a life so that others would see. And when they'd seen and asked, they would know. But then they have the opportunity to respond. A life so well lived that people see it. Come to know the person of Jesus and then respond to his invitation. we get to go into this world. You know, about 15 years ago, my family was faced with a decision of whether the compelling work of Christ in us would empower us to walk in trust. And for us, it meant coming back across the Pacific and coming back to Australia. But when we got here, I so wanted to know what God had in store, what He had purposed for us, that I would almost frantically ride this bicycle down through the National Park in Sydney with this song playing in my ears. The chorus just says this, Jesus, I believe in you. And I'm willing to go to the ends of the earth. I'm willing to allow your Spirit to compel me to do whatever it would take for the honor of your name, for the glory of your name. The first line in this song that I would listen to says this, it's your love unfailing. It's overtaken my heart. Your love has so affected me that I want to live compelled to be about whatever you're about. I've asked Craig if he would just lead us through this song, and maybe in this song you can listen to the words and reflect on it. Love unfailing, it's overtaken my heart. Thanks, Craig.
Promise, and I won't hide it.
I love those words. I love that call of it, the invitation of it, but also the surrender of it. You know, that invitation that Jesus gives, really, where he says, go to Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. It seems like almost too big. Even if you look at that vista behind me and there's just this horizon and it seems so big and so vast and so far away. But what I realize as I think upon those words there, this invitation to go, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth, is not just about a journey. It's not just about a location. It's not just this compounding, building, bigger thing that you start here, but eventually you go there. It's not about that. I actually believe it's about inclusivity. It's about it being everyone's gospel, whether you live right next door to me or you live in the furthest part of this earth. Inclusivity that says we get to be the bearers of this good news to the whosoever will hear it. Oh man, the gospel compels us and calls us to change. And when a changed life is lived out, it brings light and life to others. Changed life changes life. As I said before, all people recognized about the disciples was this. They were ordinary people who had been with Jesus. Jesus had rubbed off on them. Jesus had affected them. And the gospel affects us. It changes the way we see others. It changes the way we see ourselves. We get to be the invitation. We get to be a humble, simple invitation to live life in fullness and in liberty. And so whether it is across the room or across the world, whether it's across the room or the road, the city, the nation, or the uttermost parts of the earth, we are the bearers of the invitation of Jesus. And it brings life, brings liberty, brings change. And so I would say this, whether it is carrying a meal, whether it's a simple gift of life and love, and there's so much opportunity in the days we're in to do this, whether it's carrying a meal or it's carrying a suitcase, we can be the good news.